friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom hits $2 million jackpot after spending life savings to help daughter beat cancer. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. A woman in Florida hit it big, winning a $2 million jackpot after using all her life savings to help her daughter beat cancer. Cancer is a terrible, awful thing that only destroys and kills. In addition to the person inflicted with the horrific disease, cancer can also lead to hurt and pain among family and friends. It can also demolish bank accounts that took a lifetime to grow. Geraldine Giblet and her daughter know the devastating impact a cancer diagnosis can cause on a family. Geraldine used all of her life savings to help her daughter beat cancer. However, the day after Geraldine's daughter completed her last cancer treatment, Geraldine lucked into a massive amount of money. She won a $2 million jackpot. Geraldine, who purchased her ticket in Lakeland, Florida, almost didn't receive her winning ticket. She mentioned that the cashier behind the counter initially thought they were out of the bonus cash word scratch-off game. At first, the gas station clerk thought there were no tickets left, but I asked him to double-check because I like the crossword games the best, Geraldine said. He found the last one. Geraldine shows that it pays to be persistent, literally. Her winnings were that specific game's top prize. Geraldine's daughter was overjoyed for her mother. My mom had taken out her life savings to care for me when I was sick, Geraldine's daughter said. I'm just so happy for her. Geraldine, the Florida Lottery reports, decided to take the winnings in one lump sum. She ended up taking home nearly $1.65 million. What a terrific way to end what was surely a devastating and frightening period in Geraldine and her daughter's life. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, crushed down, full, and running over. They will give to you. For in the same measure as you give, it will be given to you again. Luke 6, 38. Hollywood blacklisted Victoria Jackson, comedian from Saturday Night Live, for believing in Jesus. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. One former Saturday Night Live castmate says she was able to get work in Hollywood due to her faith in Jesus Christ. Hollywood and entertainment in general can be a difficult place to break into and find sustained success. However, for someone with Christian beliefs, it can be an even tougher place to work. In fact, holding such thoughts and opinions can lead to being blacklisted from the industry. Actress Victoria Jackson claims she has experienced such treatment, where she's not gotten work because of her religious beliefs. Victoria appeared on SNL from 1986 to 1992. During her time on the show, she worked with big names in the world of comedy. The cast during her run on the show included Phil Hartman, John Lovitz, Adam Sandler, David Spade, and Chris Rock, to name a few. During her time on the show, Jackson had an interaction with one of the show's writers at the time, former Senator Al Franken. Al approached Victoria and raised an issue with her always acting dumb when not on set. She responded that he had perhaps mistaken her actions for being constantly concerned about everyone's salvation. Instead of answering, Al walked away. Victoria did a sitcom about a Las Vegas showgirl falling in love with a taxi driver after leaving SNL. None of the networks picked up the show. Victoria has also spoken out about former President Obama in the program Glee when it featured a kiss between two men. "I was blacklisted," Victoria said. "The only people you can make fun of is blondes. Dumb blonde jokes. You can't make fun of Muslims or you die." Additionally, Victoria was a lead in a film in 1986. However, Victoria, who had a nude scene in the film, would never go on to headline a film again. "I can't help but think God was saying, 'Vicky, you cross a line. I'm not going to bless your movie career,'" she said. In that interview, Victoria mentions that she is no longer a fan of SNL, claiming that they push a far-left agenda in order to indoctrinate a new generation. Victoria, during an interview on the Beckett Cook Show talked about her religious upbringing and her time on SNL. "I was raised in a Southern Baptist home," she said. "My dad was a gymnastics coach, PE teacher, and he was a Baptist deacon. And so I was always in church or the gym." Victoria recalled a time when she couldn't do an SNL sketch. She said the sketch was making fun of prayer. So she took her concerns to the show's producer and creator, Lorne Michaels. He goes, "I understand, no problem," Victoria said. "I mean, he was very nice to me and he respected me." Victoria also mentioned how Jesus Christ became her Lord and Savior as a six-year-old child. "When I was six, I learned to read. And I think that's why John 3:16 hit me," she said. "Yeah, all of a sudden one day, because I heard it for 5 years, but when I was six, I was like, oh, and I think it's because I learned to read. And I said, Daddy, would you kneel next to my bed with me so I can ask Jesus into my heart? You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Matthew 10:22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.